she comes.
Hi, Bill. How are you?
Hello. Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. It's Monday, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's a pleasure to meet you, and congrats. I hear you've been doing this since, like, 2005. Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah. It's been a while.
Yeah, most definitely. Well, my name is Nadine. I'm one of the specialists here in the department that handles pricing for your area. I know that you've been speaking with Tara, my representative, and she does an awesome job, you know, at explaining the basics of our program. So I'm taking a look at some notes that she had sent over to me. And do you have any questions, though, Bill, you know, as far as, like, how the program works, the placement that we do, any questions that I could answer for you?
Not at the moment.
Okay, well, if you do, just shoot.
Yep.
Okay. Now, I know right now you're focusing, you know, ramping up the junk hauling and cleanouts, right, for estates?
Correct.
Okay. And Tara did mention that this is something that you're doing currently, like, on the weekends and evenings, right, because you do have a full-time job?
Yes. And my son will be helping out.
I hear he pitches in, right, going to college,
oh,
huh?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Yeah, did he, is
three
he
more years
just starting?
Go.
Oh, okay. 3 more years. Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I know you had mentioned, you know, in the past you've done, like, the Yellow Pages. You haven't really done too much online, right? So, you know, I did a search for the company by name. I just kind of wanted to get an idea, Bill, of, you know, what type of online presence you do have. And I see a 5 out of 5 star review. I believe it's on HomeAdvisor. Angie's Leads now is what they call it. So
yeah,
great
I
job
I recently
on that.
Signed up. Yeah, I recently signed up with them to get some leads. And
how's that going?
I just signed up.
Oh wow! Just okay. So have you started receiving any leads yet?
No.
Okay.
I think this week.
Okay.
It's supposed to start. So,
all right.
Yeah, so I literally just did it last week.
Oh, wow. Okay. Now, Tara tells me, so as far as, like, I know you're in Bethlehem, right? Is your home base is what we call it. But
yeah.
It looks like you're targeting anywhere between a 50, sometimes even a 100-mile radius for jobs.
Well, it depends. With HomeAdvisor, I told them I want to stick to, like, you know, within a half hour of my home.
Okay, so kind of keeping it within the 20-30 mile range. Okay.
Yeah, and what I was targeting with HomeAdvisor was commercial cleaning accounts.
Okay. Okay.
So that's what I was focusing through them.
In addition,
you know, because I've used them in the past when they were HomeAdvisor.
Right.
And I was getting a lot of frivolous calls.
Okay.
And then they would charge me for it. So then
every
I'd have to spend time on the phone. Yeah, I'd call them and spend a half hour on the phone, explain it, you know, and then it was, like, from the same area, too. So I knew, it got to the point where I knew which ones were bogus, and I'd call them right away. And then finally I just canceled it. But I did get some good sizable accounts
from there. Oh good.
Which was
okay.
So it was very good, and then I cut it out. And then I just recently signed back up just because I lost two sizable accounts. So I just wanted to get one or two more with that
okay.
And then I was just gonna
pause the leads. Okay, got it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, but as far as the clean out, that's something, that's really what I'm interested in because it's, you know,
yeah.
It's not, you're not there every day, you know, you know, and it's, you know, people are very particular with their cleaning, so.
Exactly, exactly.
I'd rather just
now,
go in, clean a house out, get paid, and be done. On to the
right, exactly. And then I know, as you mentioned, you know, it's going to depend on the size of the job, right? If it makes money, then it makes sense.
Yes, okay. If I have, like, a large estate clean out and it's, you know, a $2,000 job, you know, and it's going to take 2 days, then, you know, I can easily coordinate everything from
right.
here and then, and, you know, drive the hour and get down there and do it. I mean, I don't have a problem with that if it's, you know, if I can get one of those a week.
Yeah.
But as far as the smaller stuff, I'd rather just stay local, you know, and
right.
run out in the evening, go pick up a couch and a refrigerator or something, you know.
Yeah.
You know, make a quick 150 or
exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, a little piece stuff
okay.
and then dump on the weekends. So.
Yeah. Sounds good. Now, what about a Facebook page? Have you created one for the business, or do you even have a personal Facebook page?
Yeah, I have a personal Facebook page, but I'm kind of like hesitant. Like, it's always been my dilemma because I have a full-time
okay.
job.
Right.
So, you know, I don't want to jeopardize my full-time. Like, nobody knows I have this little business on the side.
Okay. Okay.
I don't tell anybody. You know, and I don't want to advertise with my face on air.
Yeah, no. The reason
you know, and oh, yeah.
The reason that I ask, and I'm going to explain, it's not like we put your personal page up there, because
right.
we also offer what's called Facebook marketing. Now,
mm-hmm.
social media has really taken off, Bill. So if you've ever been on Facebook, I don't know if you've ever come across what they call Facebook ad, right? It might have been something
yep.
that you searched for, and now you'll see an ad on your Facebook page when you go on Facebook looking at stories or pictures, right?
Yep.
You'll see that ad pop up. So that's the way Facebook works, okay?
Yeah.
So the package that I'm thinking, Bill, is our Google and Facebook marketing. So what that includes is, what we do is we get your business PIN verified, okay, and we create a profile page for you on Google. It'll have, like, your
uh-huh.
company name, your phone number, you know, some pictures, and we
yep.
optimize that page to the first page, and we maintain it there by your keywords, right? So if someone's looking
yep.
for junk removal, clean outs, you know, there's just a number of variations that they do that search. We make sure
yep.
that your company comes out as a top recommended option on the first page. So that you get the calls coming directly to you.
Yep.
Now, we also will create content for you on Bing, and we do submit you to popular directories. So one of those directories.
Create, I'm sorry. Create content on where?
Yes. We create content for you on the most popular directories. Directories,
oh, okay.
just to mention a few of those, Yelp, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, BBB, those are just naming a few of them, but we submit you to the most popular ones. So we'll create listings for you, profiles on those directories. And
okay.
what we will also do is create what's called a business Facebook page, right, pertaining to your business. And the way that
yep.
we create it, Bill, is we create it through your personal one. They're not going to see your personal Facebook, but it has to be created through your personal page. So this way you still have access to it, okay? But it'll be
okay.
one specifically for
it'll
your
be
business.
Linked.
Yes.
Right.
Okay? Now, we'll also run what's called Facebook ads. So anytime that someone's doing that search there within your area, they're going to see your Facebook ad appear not only on their desktop but also on their mobile device. So it will help you reach a larger clientele base, and we make it very unique where we can target – a specific audience of either interest, income levels, or by location. Now, once they click on your Facebook ad, they will call you directly. A lot of our clients have seen really great results. And with the Facebook ads, Bill, you could cover, if you wanted, up to a 50-mile radius. Okay? That would be the furthest that you could cover with the Facebook ads.
Wow.
Now, I would also include a website for you that we will build, host it, and maintain it. The website, we can add some pictures. We'll create you a business logo if you need one. We list, like, your hours of operation. You know, we write a bio and a mission statement, you know, for your business. Now, the website that we create for you will be anchored where we are listing your company. So now when they click on that website, they get to learn more about your company and see the quality work that you do, okay? And then we'll also include the voice-activated searches, which are Google Home, Amazon Alexa. I'm sure you're familiar with those, right? Those devices now
yes.
that everybody, just about everyone has
yep.
in their home. So we'll make sure that they can find you through those devices, as well as giving you exposure on mobile devices. So whether they're performing that search from their iPhone, from their Android, or even from their tablet, they're going to be able to find your company as well. Okay?
Okay.
So pretty much this package, it is what we call our platinum package. It's basically covering all of your bases. Okay? Now, what I'm doing for you is I am applying that established business discount because of the years that you have been in business. I know there's been, you know, a little time where you kind of weren't really vamping it out there, right? But you have been established for quite some time. So with that discount applied, just so you know, all of our packages are on a month-to-month basis, okay, at a fixed flat rate. So this package, I can offer it to you discounted today at a flat rate of $249 a month. It does, however, come with a one-time setup fee of $99, and that is to cover all of the programming. So it would make your initial investment to get started today $348. Every month after that would then just be the $249 a month. Okay?
Okay.
And that's on a month-to-month basis so that we're earning your business, right? Month in and month out.
Yeah.
Okay?
And that's, all right, so $99 for the setup, $249 for the, for the monthly
for the
fee.
Yes.
So you need like $350 up front, and then that includes everything that you described.
Absolutely. Website.
Bio, mission statement, voice activated, Alexa.
Correct.
Facebook page.
Directory submission, first page placement on Google, the business Facebook page with the Facebook ads as well. So all of that is included in that package.
Okay. And then we can kind of hash out like which, you know, what's the radius I want to cover? And you know,
yeah, and the great thing too, just so you know, let's say you wanted to start, you know, we want to cover 30 miles, right? Or you wanted to start off with covering the 50-mile radius. You can always change that at any time if you want to scale it back to 30 miles, right? It doesn't cost you additional when you make those changes. The only time it would cost you more is, let's say, you wanted to now include Facebook ads, or Google ads, I'm sorry. The Google ads, just so you know, Google ads are the ones that run at the very top of the page. You probably see them sometimes, two or three of them. It'll say ad on it, A-D.
Yep.
So the Google ads, they're a little bit more, right? But the Google ads, what they do is they help you target by specific zip code, by county. You could even target by a mile radius. The mile radius coverage with the Google ads is up to 100 miles, okay? I would recommend starting first with this package, the Platinum package. Kind of get your feet wet, right? Start generating that business. And then if you ever wanted to then, let's say, upgrade to the Google Ads, you could always do that at any time. But it is more expensive, just so you know. Just so you have an idea just what the cost is, if you were to do the package that includes the Google Ads as opposed to the Facebook Ads, then you're looking at a monthly rate of $449 a month. So it's like about $200 more, you know. And that's why I recommend this Platinum package, because I think it's going to be the most beneficial for you right now. Okay?
Yeah, I'm not looking for like a full-time thing.
That's, yeah, that's exactly.
You know, like
and that's
doing
what,
a
and honestly,
business.
Yeah, and that's why I think that this package that I went over with you is the best package for you, right? Because you are still, you know, part-time. And I think this one's going to be the most beneficial. It's going to give you, you know, the most bang, I would say, for your buck, right?
Yeah, I don't want
to
be inundated
to
with 100 calls.
No.
Yeah, you know, a day.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, you don't want to
be too out there.
Plus, you don't want to upset people if you can't, you know. You know,
if you can't get to them. Right.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'll tell you this, Bill, this is going to provide you a steady flow of clients. And the best thing about it is not geared to overwhelm you, but because you're not charged per call or per job, you can even cherry pick the ones that you want to take, you know, without having that cost per call. Okay. I mean, I think it's something you would want to take advantage of today. You know, give it a shot. This way we can prove it to you, right?
Yes, and is there any terms?
Great question.
Time or you know?
Yeah, great question. So the company, you know, because just to be transparent with you, with placement on Google, right? I mean, it is a process. None of it happens overnight, but we do get you up and running in a timely manner. The company does mm-hmm. ask. It's what we call a 2-month verbal commitment. They ask that you stick it out at least 2 months. You know, to give it that full circle turnaround, right? But again, you pay monthly. Now, after your 2-month commitment, let's just say you decide you want to discontinue services. All we ask, Bill, is that you call us 3 business days before your next billing is due. So this way you're not being charged, right? So there's no cancellation fee for you. You know, you just call us 3 business days before. I'm very confident, you know, I mean, when you're making profit, right, when you're making back what you're investing in more, I mean, no one ever cancels on profit. But if in the event you do need to discontinue, you just give us a call, okay?
Okay. And where are you guys based out of?
We are located, if you've ever been to Disneyland, we're in Southern California, Costa Mesa. We're about 20 minutes away from Disneyland.
Okay. And how'd you guys get my information? Did you get it through HomeAdvisor?
Great question.
Or,
no, actually, we have what's called an inventory department. And what happens, Bill, is that when a position becomes available there on the first page of Google, depending on the category and where it's located, our inventory department will create a list, right, of potential businesses that might qualify for our listing.
Right.
And so the list that they create is from, you know, businesses that have some type of online presence. It could have been when you registered the company. It could be like on Manta. It could be somewhere that you have some type of online presence, but you're not on the first page of Google. So Tara, along with my representatives, are given that list, and their job is to call the businesses on that list that are in the area to find us a business that qualifies. And what we look for in a company is, you know, a business that has a good reputation online, provides a quality service, and of course that could handle more business. So the reason that Tara, you know, wanted me to speak with you is because she felt that you were a really great candidate. And even in the conversation you and I are having, I feel that you do highly qualify. And again, I mean, you have 5 out of 5-star review, not a whole lot of online presence. I mean, I see a couple of little directories, which typically happens like when you register the company, right? And then, of course, it looks like, you know, also coming across your HomeAdvisor and Angie's leads, and you got 5 stars on there. So, I mean, you definitely qualify, right? And if you were to move forward today, okay, with this package, what we do is we close out your category. The calls will stop. Tara and them will start working on another category that I have to fill. We have several categories. We work with many businesses throughout the United States. But the reason for the exclusivity on this particular listing, Bill, is because we want to ensure that the company that we work with is getting the maximum amount of calls coming to them directly and exposure. So that's why it's exclusive. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, that sounds reasonable. The other question I have, you guys develop all of this stuff. I mean, you're obviously putting a lot of work and effort into it. What happens when, you know, 6 months down the road, I decide, you know what, I'm going to just focus on my primary business and I'm selling everything. You know, what happens to, and say, you know, I want to sell the business to my son or something and have him take it over, but he doesn't want to do this. So what happens to the Facebook page?
Great question.
Do I have rights to all of that?
Oh, yeah.
The logo
that
you created and all that? Who owns
in
that?
In fact,
you know?
These are great questions. I'm glad that you're asking. So if in the event, right, you decide you want to discontinue services and your son doesn't even want to take it over, right? Any content that we created for you on Google, okay, on the directory submission, your Facebook page, none of that will go away. It doesn't disappear. It'll still be there. Eventually, your profile page will fall off the first page, but the content will not disappear. Okay. Now the Facebook ads, those will no longer be running because we're not servicing the Facebook ads. And the reason that you eventually drop off the first page is because we're no longer servicing it. But correct. Any content that we created on those directories, on Google, and on Facebook, it won't disappear. Even if you generated, let's say, reviews during the time that you were with us, your reviews will not go away. It's not like with HomeAdvisor and Angie's Leads, which is a directory, right? And this might have happened to you prior when you utilized them and then you stopped using them. Everything disappeared, right? It's like you had to start all over again. Your reviews were gone, all your content. So with Google, with the program that we provide, none of that will disappear. Now, as far as like with the website, right? The website that we create for you, we purchase the domain. We do not charge you for that. So you would have two options, okay? You could continue to have us maintaining and hosting your website, and it would just be a monthly fee of $49. We'll continue to maintain and host that website, right? Or you could purchase the domain from us, right? Which we try to get a domain that's closest to your company name, okay? So the domain is what we would call the www.cleanoutservices.com, right?
I have that already.
Oh, you do? What did you purchase it through? Do you remember?
Oh my God,
was it GoDaddy?
I gotta look up to see. I forget. I did, like, friends of mine were trying to create a website for me years ago, and they did all that for me, and so I do have it.
So let me ask you this. I would look into it only because I know with domains. So one thing is, if you did purchase a domain, from GoDaddy for the website, we can actually build the website off of your domain. Okay. Now, if you do, and now the thing is though, with the domains, I don't know when you might have purchased it, but with the domains, you have to renew them every so many years. So I don't know how long ago. I know when I had my own business 10 years ago, we purchased a domain. And every 3 years, we had to go back and renew it, because if we didn't, then it becomes available to whoever wants it, and it's what they call hijacking, right? Someone who has nothing to do with even your type of business will purchase that domain.
Just wants to buy it and then resell it.
And they'll try to sell it to you. Yes. So if you still have that domain, and if it's a GoDaddy domain, we can definitely create the website off of your domain. However, if you don't, if it's no longer existing, right, we'll still purchase a domain. You know, we're not going to charge you for it. But if we did purchase a domain, and let's say you discontinued, you can still buy it out from us if you want to keep that domain. It would be for, I believe it's a $99 buyout. But just keep in mind, you would have to find someone then to, you know, build the website and host it. That's the way it works with all websites. Typically, you know, it makes it more simpler for one when they're just paying the $49 a month fee, right? Mm-hmm. Because they still have the website and it's still being maintained and hosted. But those would be your options. And those are great questions, Bill, to ask. I'm glad you're asking.
Now this sounds pretty good. I have to circle back with my Angie list.
Okay.
Double check my numbers on you know, I can limit on how many calls I get from them, because basically once I'd rather put my money towards you guys than you know, because the cleaning part of it is I just want to get two more accounts to keep my guy busy.
Right.
You know, that's all I want to do, and then I'm canceling it, you know. And then I can put the bulk of my money towards this. But this is exactly what I was looking for. So but I can't make that decision today. I've gotta check a few more things. I wanna check into this domain that I have for Clean Out Services. See where I'm at with that. But can we talk like maybe this Thursday?
You know what, Bill, I will tell you this. I will definitely keep an eye on this particular listing, only because, as I mentioned, right now my representative, to be very transparent with you, they are calling through the area continuously to find us that one business, right? Because we do gotcha. Work highly on the exclusivity. I don't know, you know, usually these, when it comes to like the first page placement, right? It's like what they consider prime real estate. You know, everybody wants to be there, but not everybody qualifies because we're selective on who we work with, you know? So
what's the turnaround once, like, if I commit to this, what's the turnaround time to get it up and running? And
so with our timeline, once you and I create the account, we will also schedule what's called a client interview. A client interview is what's going to be conducted with one of our technicians. And this is the most important because in the client interview, they're going to talk to you about the website, your Facebook page, the Facebook ads, the areas that we're targeting. So they're going to go over way more in detail. From there, within 6 to 10 days, you will receive in the mail, it looks like a postcard. It's coming from Google. It's going to have a PIN code. That PIN code is what's going to make you a red dot on the map. So you get that in the mail within 6 to 10 days. Within 5 to 7 days, we're going to have your Facebook page created. We're going to have you listed on all the directories. And we're also going to send you login credentials so that you could start logging in and tracking your success with us, seeing the calls that you're receiving, where they perform the location of the search. You're going to be able to view all your keywords, okay? So you're going to be able to track all of your results with us. Now, within 7 to 14 days, the website will be completed. We'll also email it to you to take a look at it and let us know if you have any changes to be made before we have it go live. And your Facebook ads will also be up and running within 7 to 14 days, okay?
Okay.
Now, what it does state, okay, in our terms and conditions, as far as the first page placement there on Google, it typically takes between 30 to 45 days for the first page placement, okay?
That's fine.
We do like to underpromise and overdeliver. I've seen it sometimes where it's happened sooner. So because we know it's important for you to, you know, start getting those calls is why we list you with the Facebook ads up and running sooner as well as the directories so that way you can start generating calls. So, you know, in the first month, Bill, I'll tell you a lot of it is the programming. You will get some phone calls. When you're going to fill this program is going to be in that second month. But we'll be sending you notifications as well when you're live in the Facebook ads, the directories, on the first page of Google. So we're going to keep you in the loop as these things are being processed. Okay?
Okay. I have one more question. As far as the Facebook ad, do I have any input on, you know, once you guys get it all done, do you send like a proof out to me and say, hey, this is
so they conduct that? That's a great question. So in your client interview is where I like to say the magic is going to happen, right? Because they're going to, the content that we're creating, like even with the Facebook ads, that's why they conduct that client interview because we're going to create it with the content that you want, right? And that's why they go over like all the keywords with you, the keyword phrases. You know, you can run promotions if you want. You can change your content at any time, but you will always have the assistance of your account management team. So you're going to have a team dedicated to your account. But as far as like the content that we create, we take your input, you know, of course. I mean, and they're going to let you know, like, hey, these are some of the most searchable keywords, you know, right now pertaining to your services because we want to ensure that you're being found at that moment when they're doing that search, right? Okay. And that they're seeing the content regarding your business.
Okay. One other question. The to claim my domain, who do I call for that?
Well, you know, as far as like the domain that you purchase,
it all depends on who I signed up with, or I mean, who?
Yeah,
would
so
I go direct to Google? I mean, what's
so as far as like do you, so you don't remember where you had purchased it from, right?
No,
if it was GoDaddy or
probably I have to reach out to my one friend who created.
Let me see. Was it Clean Out LLC, or do you remember?
Yes, Clean Out Services LLC, I believe it was.
Clean Out Services LLC. Let me see.
It might be .net.
Yeah, when I searched for .com, I didn't see anything. Let me see .net.
I don't see
anything either. So, I mean, Depending, I mean, I don't know how long ago you did it. Typically, when you have to renew, like, a domain, it's like sometimes every 2 or 3 years you have to renew it. So, I don't know if you see, you would need to know if you purchased it from GoDaddy. Do you remember any emails that you might have gotten in the past?
Cleanoutservicesllc@gmail.com.
Okay, that's an email.
That's just an email.
That's just an email.
So what did they do for the... All right, I have to go digging through some emails here to find out what they set it up under.
Okay. You said your email is cleanoutservicesllc@gmail.com?
Yes.
Okay. Is that a good email for you?
No, my email, I don't really use that one.
Okay. Which one do you frequently...
Yeah, check. I use w.keaney, my last name, K-E-A-N-Y, at rcn.com. That's Ralph Charlie Nancy.
Okay. So if I send you an email with everything, because I want to send you everything in writing so that you see what's in front of you, everything that we're including, is that a good email then? The w.keaney, K-E-A-N-Y, at R as in Robert, C as in Cat, N as in Nancy.com?
Yep. Perfect.
Okay. So what I'm sending you, in fact, what I'm going to do is send you two emails right now. They're both coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. So the first email, what it's going to say, Bill, it's going to say Google and Facebook marketing. It has everything outlined. I put an example of a website. Keep in mind it's for an electrician. But just to give you an idea of the layout, okay? Mm-hmm. Of how it looks. Yep. It shows you the pricing for our platinum package, as I mentioned, the $249 a month, with a $99 setup fee. Okay. Now I'm also sending you one that's going to say client dashboard analytics. So what that one does is it gives you an overview of our reporting system. Okay. So that way you know how the reports will look to just kind of have an idea. Okay.
Okay. Good. Yeah.
So you have both of those emails. If you do not see them right away in your inbox, Bill, I would check your promotional box only because you've never received like a correspondence from us, right? So sometimes it goes to the promotional box. Okay?
Okay.
Now, my contact information is also at the very bottom of those emails. However, I believe we're speaking on a cell phone, right?
Yes.
Okay. What I'm also doing right now while we're on the phone is I'm sending you a message via text. It's going to have my name, Nadine Medina, with my number and my extension. Although I'm what's considered the lead on the account, right? I always like to provide my information so that you have it there. Okay?
Okay.
Any other questions or...
Okay. Yeah, just give me a couple hours here. I'll review this and, I think we could do this today. So,
I mean,
the price seems pretty reasonable.
And
I can, looking to do.
Yeah. And I can definitely put a soft hold on it for a couple of hours. I mean, they at least give me that much. So,
give me 3 hours or so. That would be perfect.
Okay. Now, if I don't hear from you, let's say in the next, I don't know, 3 to 4 hours, what I'm going to do is I'm going to follow back up with you. You can also text me back. You could email me back and just say, hey, Nadine, give me a call. I'm ready, or whatever the case may be. But I at least want to give you that opportunity. You can, try to find out the domain where you purchased it from. Okay. If it is purchased, if you did purchase it from Wix, which is, it's called Wix, W-I-X. The only problem with those domains is that they don't allow us to have access to even create it from those domains.
Oh,
You know, people purchase their domains from GoDaddy. So I'm thinking that might have been where you might have purchased it from, you know, but again, we would need that confirmation. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Okay, Bill. Well, I'll definitely put the soft hold on it for the next 3 to 4 hours. If I don't hear from you by the fourth hour, then I'm going to call you before I open it back up to the floor for them to continue calling. Okay.
Thank you, Nadine. Awesome. I appreciate it.
You are so welcome. I'll talk to you in a bit, okay?
All righty. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.